So there's this genre of porn on Pornhub, on xHamster, on all these different sites where it plays music of today, music of the past, whatever song that they want over pornography. It's called PMV. It doesn't stand for poppers. It's porn music videos. And these get very few clicks, these get very few likes because some people find the music off-putting, but I'm a baiter. I'm a complete fucking nasty fucking baiter. And when I see these, my mind goes places. So I wanna take you there with me. So I want you to just imagine like that you're not on Pornhub, you're not on whatever porn platform that you use. Instead, you were on Spotify, you were on YouTube Music, Apple Music, all that stuff. You were on a mainstream platform, and all of these musicians, all of these artists are using pornography to attract a target demographic, to do something so shocking, to do something so perverse as to include gay pornography in every one of their songs. And then I want you to imagine that it just spirals out of control. Everyone just tries to fucking one up each other. The first music video was very tame, just involved two men kissing. And then it just exponentialized from there because everyone wanted to get the gay market. Everyone wanted to market towards gays, get their money, get their downloads for songs. So, you see less of the artist. The vocal artist isn't even in the music video anymore. Whatever song it is, or maybe they're participating in the gay sex themselves. Like, they'll have models in the back making out and just kissing. They'll hire porn stars, actual porn stars, for music videos and just to get your money, just to get your attention, because they know that they wanna advertise to the beta crowd, the fucking pornographic, addicted, fucking masturbation crowd. That's who they're marketing to now because it's such a fucking huge block that they can market to. So I want you to imagine that you have to go online and find that the only way to listen to the music is to click on a video showing you porn. So of course you're gonna watch the video, see how it lines up with the music, how the music just syncs with just the sex that's happening, all the homosexual sex. And then the next year, they see how well it did with all that softcore shit. And then all the media producers, all the marketing companies are saying, no, fuck that. We need to go deeper. We need to have hardcore gay sex, BDSM scenes, leather scenes, fisting scenes, playing on every music video to catch these fucking chronic addicted fags' attentions. So that's what they do. They just start putting hot leather porn, all these fucking kinky scenes, just having one song about fucking traveling all over the world, and it's just fucking alpha feet. It's just all about fucking toes and everything. They just fucking focus on it. They market to every fucking crowd, every fucking demographic, and these are all music made for adults by adults. It all like ties in with fucking gay sex themes. That's all they fucking sing about. There's a huge uproar, of course, but slowly it dies down because slowly everybody that was protesting gets addicted to watching all the fucking pornography, they get addicted to fucking listening to the songs and how much it fucking turns them on to just hear something so fucking perverse, so fucking nasty. So slowly that just becomes the industry norm. All the top 20 songs, they just have just tops, the best fucking tops. So of course everyone's gonna fucking watch it. They're gonna watch it in the fucking department stores. They're gonna fucking watch it whenever they go out in the clubs, and it just plays in the background, and everyone will just talk about the symbolism of a top just plunging their huge fucking donkey dick inside a bottom's ass. And people are gonna analyze the fucking shit out of these fucking pornography, fucking music videos. And of course, you'd just be the helpless baiter in all of this. You'd just be so fucking triggered by every fucking music video that releases. You'd be so up to date with every single song, but at what cost? just be stuck just masturbating to every fucking song. You'd hear the songs on the radio and you just think about all the fucking music videos that this artist made. You know, it just has a rap song playing in the background of just a intense fucking fisting video. And you just think about that and you just obsess over it. There's a song about fucking taking care of yourself, self-care, and it's just fucking gooners just huffing their poppers and just touching themselves. There's a song about having sex, and it's just slutty little bottom getting gangbanged, you know. Every fucking pornography music video just lines up with the fucking lyrics. Yeah, that's where my fucking mind goes when I fucking see all those pornographic music videos, all the custom songs that people made, all the porn soundtracks, you know, all of them would slowly just get pushed in the cultural zeitgeist and just completely recorded in the history of fucking music, of when it just became all fucking gay sex, and then you'd just be fucking destroyed by it. All the straight people, all the straight music fans would just watch it and just be like, huh, interesting, the top represents the dominance of the struggle of life, and you'd just be over there fucking touching yourself and just listening to all these fucking analysis videos while you're just fucking watching fucking gay pornography on your free time. And you know, you can pretend to have that sort of fantasy right now. You can just open up, you know, whatever porn platform you want to use. Just open it up, click on a video, choose a video, choose a song that you like. You know, if all the moans and all the sex noises are covered up by the music, you can just play it. You can just play the music and just pretend that this is the official music video that they released. This is the official music video that the artist released, and this is what the artist wanted you to see. While you like listen to their music, like, you can just really imagine that they just want you to just masturbate to gay pornography while you listen to the sound of their voice. It really is no different than what you're doing right now with my Patreon, really. Like, you're masturbating to the voice of someone as you watch porn. And that's perfect. I'm just training you for this future. I'm training you for this hypothetical of just porn being displayed on every single music video and being unable to escape it. Because you see, the music industry is very powerful. And just imagining them collaborating with the porn industry, like, you'd be fucked, Bader. You'd be completely mind fucked. Because they'd add binaurals, they'd add all the sex noises in the background, they cut out all the instruments, it'd just be someone singing over gay men fucking. And that'd be fucking perfect for you. Because deep down, you know that's the world that you want to live in. That's what you really want, is to be unable to escape sex wherever you go, you know. Have it in your fucking music, have it in your fucking music videos, have it in fucking movies. Whenever they play the song, everyone just erupts into having gay sex and just being unable to escape porn wherever you go. That's the beauty of a porn music video, is you can listen to your favorite song while you're watching men just fuck, while you're watching men just go at it. And you know, if you're into music, if you're into porn music videos are the way to go.